They go there to make dua. They go there to seek Allah's forgiveness. They go there to make tawbah. They go there to realize the many, many sins that they've committed over the course of their life, and how they need to try to do better. And the first step of doing better is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent to Allah azza wa jal, to acknowledge His tawheed subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Abu Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the virtues of this day for the people who make Hajj on the day of Arafah, in Arafah, there is not a day upon the face of this earth in which Allah Azza wa Jal frees more people, emancipates more people from the fire of hell than the day of Arafah. And Allah Azza wa Jal descends on this day in a manner which befits His majesty. And He boasts to the angels, what do these people want from me? Meaning the people making Hajj on the day of Arafah. Because those people, if they're sincere, if they have ikhlas, if they know the reason why they've made Hajj, they've only come for one reason. And that is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His blessings, Jalla wa'ala.